जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद Continuing our reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 12. We're starting with text number 26. This chapter is entitled The Cleaning of the Gundicha Temple. Do we read the script? We just read the translation.
I just read one script and then the rest this time.
Okay. So, text 26. Damadara kahe tumi swatantra ishvara kartavya kartavya shabha tumara gochara. Translation. Damodar immediately replied, O Lord, you are the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since everything is known to you, you know what is permissible and what is not permissible.
Ami kori kshudra jiva tomake vidhi dibham apani malibhe tande tahau dekhibha.
I am merely an insignificant jiva, so what power do I have to give directions to you? By your own personal choice, you will meet with the king. I shall see it.
Rajha tomare sneha kare tumi sneha cha vasha. Tandra sneha karabhe tandre tomara parasha.
The king is very much attached to you, and you are feeling affection and love toward him. Thus I can understand that by virtue of the king's affection for you, you will touch him.
Yadhyapi vishvaratumi parama sratantra tatapi svabhave kahao prema paratantra.
Although you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are completely independent, still you are dependent on the love and affection of your devotees. That is your nature.
Nityananda kahe aiche haya kori jhana yeto mare kahe kara raja dharashana.
Nityananda Prabhu then said, Who is there in the three worlds who can ask you to see the king?
Kintu anuragi lokera svabhavai kahai ishta napaile nija prana se chadhaya.
Still, isn't it the nature of an attached man to give up his life if he does not attain his desired object?
Yaghika brahmani shabha tahate praman krishna lagi pati ajay chadi chadi leka pran.
For instance, some of the wives of the brahmanas who were performing sacrifices gave up their lives in the presence of their husbands for the sake of Krishna. Purport. This refers to the day Lord Shri Krishna and his cowherd boys and flocks of animals were present in the pasturing grounds near Mathura. At that time, the cowherd boys, being a little hungry, requested food, and Lord Krishna asked them to go to the brahmanas who were engaged nearby in performing yajna or sacrifice and to get some food from that yajna. Being so ordered by the Lord, all the cowherd boys went to the brahmanas and asked them for food, but they were denied. After this, the cowherd boys begged food from the wives of the brahmanas. All these wives were very much devoted to Lord Krishna in spontaneous love, and as soon as they heard the request of the cowherd boys and understood that Krishna wanted some food, they immediately left the place of sacrifice. They were very much chastised for this by their husbands, and they were ready to give up their lives. It is the nature of a pure devotee to sacrifice his life for the transcendental loving service of the Lord. I suppose we can comment on this a little bit and then we'll just continue reading. But there's a very nice verse in the Bhagavatam, Tapyante Lokatapena Sarva Prayasojana. Paramaradanandadhi Purushasya Kilatmana. That the devotees are, it's just their nature that they're willing to undergo whatever sacrifice is necessary in the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes it may be a very difficult challenge, but still the devotees are so attached to the Lord, what to speak of the spiritual master, that they're prepared to undergo whatever austerities are required or they're called upon. Just like this production of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we've heard many a time how the devotees had to sacrifice a good bit to produce it for our benefit on the order of Srila Prabhupada. So, similarly, just as the devotees are dedicated to the Supreme Lord and prepared to undergo whatever austerities it takes in the execution of the devotional service, they're prepared to also satisfy the order of the spiritual master. And it's simply out of love. It's not that we're being paid to do it. Sometimes people question how devotees can be so enthusiastic in their devotional service. I remember some time back, the devotees were distributing in the airport, and I'm sure anyone who has any experience in going out in Sankirtan can attest to it, that sometimes you see this person standing on the side. We used to get many a time, a businessman would stand on the side and they would watch the devotees in their interaction. And they'd come over afterwards and give you a business card. Hello, my name is John Doe and I've been watching you and you're really good. Let me give you my card. If you need a job, you're looking for something, how much are you getting paid to do this anyway? I can double it. And they would be amazed or appreciate how the devotees, of course we understand that it's out of determination and love and attraction for Krishna and the spiritual master that we're prepared to do that, but they would be amazed how the devotees were so determined, but also very expert. Very expert, that they were prepared to hire us on the spot. Anyway, it's the nature of the pure devotee to sacrifice his life for the transcendental loving service of the Lord. That is the bottom line. That for Krishna's service, sometimes we may be called upon to do something very difficult. And in our eyes, it may be impossible. But by the order of Krishna and the spiritual master, the ability and potency is there within the order. And if we just simply endeavor for it, whether it's successful or not, it is a success, just that we're endeavoring. Text 33.
Eka yukti acche yadi kara aradhanam. Tumi na me lileha tandre rahe tandra prana.
Nityananda Prabhu then submitted one suggestion for the Lord's consideration. There is a way, he suggested, by which you need not meet the king, but which would enable the king to continue living.
Eka bahirvasya yadi deha kripa kari. Taha pana prana rakhe tumara ashadhari.
If you, out of your mercy, send one of your outer garments to the king, the king would live hoping to see you sometime in the future. Purport. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was thus very tactfully suggesting that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give a piece of his old clothing to the king. Even though the king was not to meet the Lord would then be pacified. The king would then be pacified by receiving such a cloth. The king was very anxious to see the Lord, yet it was not possible for the Lord to see him. Just to resolve the situation, Nityananda Prabhu suggested that the Lord send an old piece of clothing. Thus the king would understand that the Lord was showing mercy to him. The king would then not do anything drastic like giving up his life or becoming a mendicant. And this is a continuation, of course, from yesterday's reading in which King Prataparudra is trying to get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and have his darshan. But the Lord, as a strict sannyasi, and I'm sure this was discussed yesterday, but it's worth repeating, that the devotees are very careful in their association. Asa sangyatag evaishnavachara. We have to be very careful in our association with the common persons, because common people are typically very attached, particularly to women. It's not that it's a put down on the ladies, not at all. But just the mixture, it's not advised. And Prabhupada always gives the example of the butter and the fire. It's not advised, especially for one who's on the spiritual path, because it's a big diversion. And there's every chance of becoming bewildered and engaging in some nonsense, even frivolous conversation. Sometimes we fall into that. We think that we're now I've been in the movement for 6 months, and I can associate as I like, or I've been in the movement for 25 years, and I happen to be a sannyasi and initiating guru, and I think that I can associate intimately or even casually. It's not advised. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is setting the example. And of course, Srila Prabhupada also set that example. So, the Lord here is, Nityananda Prabhu anyway, is trying to make some arrangement that the king will get that association, that darshan, and not give up his life. Just see the determination that the devotees are, the devotees of the Lord are so determined that they're prepared to sacrifice anything for the association of the personality of Godhead and association of the devotees for that matter. We can't minimize that. The association of devotees is so important. What to speak of the personality of Godhead. But also the devotees, the association is, of the devotees is very, very desirable. And we can't take it very lightly that we just become too casual or too familiar. Just as Damodar Pandit, we heard the other day, Sup Damodar, became a little too familiar with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and begins to instruct him, this is not the position of the junior. We have to be very careful in that etiquette. Text number 35.
Prabhu kahe tumi shabha paramavadvan.
Excuse me?
Yai balahaya seikara. I'm sorry. Seikara samadhan.
Right? Text number 35. The Lord said, since you are all very learned personalities, whatever you decide, I shall accept.
Tave Nityananda Gosani Govindera Pash Maghiya Laila Prabhur Eka Bahir Vash.
Lord Nityananda Prabhu then obtained an external garment used by the Lord by requesting it from Govinda. And who was Govinda? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant.
Sai Bahir Vasha Sarva Bhoma Pash.
I'm sorry.
Sai Bahir Vasha Sarva Bhoma Pasha Dhila Sarva Bhoma Sai Vastra Rajera Patala.
Patala. Thus, Nityananda Prabhu delivered the old cloth into the care of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then sent it to the king.
Vastrapana Rajhara Haila Anandhitaman Prabhu Rupa Kari Kare Vastrera Pujhan.
When the king received the old cloth, he began to worship it exactly as he would worship the Lord personally. This is also the conclusion of the Vedic injunctions. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the absolute truth, everything in relation to him is on the same platform. The king had great affection for Sri Nityananda Prabhu, for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And although he did not see the Lord, he had nonetheless already attained the conclusion of devotional service. Immediately upon receiving the cloth from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the king began to worship it, accepting it as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord's clothing, bedding, slippers, and everything required as in ordinary necessity, are all transformations of Sesha Vishnu, expansion of Sri Baladev. Thus the cloth and other paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are but other forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything connected to the Lord is worshipable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs us that just as Krishna is worshipable, Krishna's place, Vrindavan, is also worshipable. And as Vrindavan is worshipable, similarly the paraphernalia in Vrindavan, the trees, roads, river, everything is worshipable. A pure devotee thus sings, Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vash Yata Jhan. All glories to the residents of Vrindavan. If a devotee has a staunch devotional attitude, all these conclusions will be awakened or revealed within the heart.
Yasya deva para bhakti yata deva tata agarau. Tasyaite gatita hiartha prakashante mahatmana.
Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Thus, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Pataparudra and other devotees, we should learn to worship everything belonging to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is referred to by Lord Shiva as Tadiyanam. In the Padma Purana it is said, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Radharam Param Tasmat Paradiram Devi Tadiyanam Samacharam. O Devi, the most exalted system of worship is the worship of Lord Vishnu. Greater than that is the worship of Tadiya, or anything belonging to Vishnu. Sri Vishnu is Sachit Ananda Vigraha, similarly the most confidential servant of Krishna, the spiritual master, and all devotees of Vishnu are Tadiya. The Sachit Ananda Vigraha, Guru, Vaishnavas, and things used by them must be considered Tadiya, and without a doubt worshipable by all living beings. So, we can't, just like in the pujari room, one should be very careful with the Lord's paraphernalia, considering it non-different, as Srila Prabhupada is making point here. So also one has to be very careful with the Vaishnavas, Tadiyanam Samacharam, that certainly the worship of Vishnu is the topmost worship, but as well as anything that is associated, particularly those things, the devotees, because they're associated with the personality of Godhead, they are also worshipable, and they should be given proper respect, just like we, again, respect the deity, the deity's paraphernalia. The devotees are considered also the Lord's paraphernalia. So one should respect those items. And of course, what does that mean? That means that we're a good association, that we offer a service. And also protect them. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to walk around with a machine gun or something. No, we protect them from a bad association, meaning I'm a good association, but also in the conversation. It has to be a good association and protective. So, it becomes worshipable, just as Prabhupada is pointing out here in the purport. Everything in relation to the hymn is also on the same platform. Everything in relation to the personality of Godhead. Text number 39. Ramanandaraya yabhe dakshina haite aila Prabhu sange rahite rajake nive dhila. After returning from his service in South India, Ramananda Rai requested the king to allow him to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tabi raja santoshe tanhara aghyadhila apanimalana laghi sadite laghila. When Ramananda Rai requested the king to allow him to stay with the Lord immediately gave him permission with great satisfaction. As for the king himself, he began to solicit Ramananda Rai to make a meeting arrangement. Mahaprabhu Mahakripa Karai Karena Tomare More Mili Bhare Avasya Sadiveta Hare. The Lord told Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful to you. Therefore, please solicit my meeting with him without fail. Eka sange dui jana kshetra yave aila Ramananda Raya tabhe prabhure milila. The king and Ramananda Rai returned together to Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Kshetra Puri, and Sri Ramananda Rai met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu pare prema bhakti janaila rajara prasanga panache kahe bhara bhare bhara bhara. At that time, Ramananda Rai informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the ecstatic love of the king. Indeed, as soon as there was some opportunity, he repeatedly informed the Lord about the king. Rajamantri Ramananda vyavahare nipuna Raja Priti Kahi Dravaila Prabhuramana. Sri Ramananda Rai was indeed a diplomatic minister for the king. His general behavior was very expert, and simply by describing the king's love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gradually softened the Lord's mind. Report. A diplomat in the material world knows how to deal with people, especially in political affairs. Some of the great devotees of the Lord, like Ramananda Rai, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Rupa Goswami, were government officers and had a background of very opulent householder life. Consequently, they knew how to deal with people. In many instances, we have seen the diplomacy of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Ramananda Rai employed in the service of the Lord. When Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle were to be arrested by the government officials, Raghunath Das Goswami hid them and personally met the government officers and settled the affair diplomatically. This is but one instance. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami, after resigning his ministership, was thrown in jail and he bribed the attendant of the jail so he could leave the clutches of the Nawab and live with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we see Ramananda Rai, a most confidential servant of the Lord, diplomatically soften the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite the fact that the Lord definitely decided not to meet the king. The diplomacy of Ramananda Rai and entreaties of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and all the other great devotees succeeded. The conclusion is that diplomacy used for the service of the Lord is a form of devotional service. So, again, this is a very wonderful instruction that devotees are very expert. Just as Krishna is one of his qualities are expert, also the devotees are expert. By their sincerity and their devotion to the Lord, they can also be very good diplomats, as here Ramananda Roy is showing the example that he very expertly convinced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the king's love for him. Showing that devotees, even in the course of preaching, we see that those who are expert are able to convince even the most opposed and disinterested people in Krishna consciousness, some or other, to get them attracted. Srila Prabhupada, again, is a very wonderful example that so many persons were who had very little interest or practically none, for that matter, some or other became attracted to the Krishna consciousness movement. And we're seeing right before our eyes so many persons still. Because Srila Prabhupada was so expert in his dealings, carefully not giving too much in the beginning, and then later on tightening the belt a little, requiring so many hours of service or different regulative principles, minimum amount of chanting daily, etc., etc. There's so many examples of how Srila Prabhupada gradually presented Krishna consciousness in such a way, and it's still happening, that so many persons are becoming attracted to the process of devotional service, to the process of bhakti yoga, whether it be a chanting or a prasadam or just the or the philosophy or just the good association, very diplomatically presenting Krishna consciousness in such a way that even again the most disinterested and ignorant persons have become attracted and interested in devoting their lives. So it's a great accomplishment, very incredible. And Prabhupada gives the example of Raghunatha Das Goswami, who was able to somehow get away from his entanglements, as did Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Here now Ramananda Rai is very expertly convincing the Lord. So again, it's one of the qualities that develop naturally within the devotee, in that he's very expert. He's very expert in everything, whether it be preaching or whether it be in a practical execution of devotional service. I have to share with you one dream I had one time. with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was in this dream. I remember sitting in front of him, and Srila Prabhupada was talking. There was some conversation going on about Krishna, but I remember Srila Prabhupada turning to me and said, you should become expert in everything. So, again, it's the devotees of the Lord are should be so determined that they become expert in all aspects of Krishna consciousness, whether it be the cooking, whether it be the proper example, whether it be serving the deity, whether it be preaching, or whether it be associating in the proper way. So, again, here is an excellent example of how Ramananda Roy and others, and how devotees should develop such good qualities. So we'll just read one more verse, a couple more verses without a purport, and we'll end up there if there anyone has any questions. Text number 45.
Utkantahate pratapud parudra nare rahi bhare Ramananda sadilena prabhure mali bhare.
Maharaj Prataparudra, in great anxiety, could not endure not seeing the Lord. Therefore, Sri Ramananda Roy, by his diplomacy, arranged a meeting with the Lord for the King.
Ramananda Prabhu Paya Kaila Nivedhana Eka Bhare Prataparudre Dekaha Karana Charana.
Sri Ramananda Roy frankly requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please show your lotus feet to the King at least once.
Prabhu Kahi Ramananda Kaha Vicharaya Vicharya Rajeka Raja Ke Malite Yuyaya Sanyasahana.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my dear Ramananda, you should make this request after duly considering whether it be fitting for a sannyasi to meet a king. We'll end there because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a very nice instruction in the next verse. Well, are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
So how, what effect does this have on the preaching? How easy is it to be in Maya, and what effect does it have on the preaching of Krishna consciousness?
Well, it's like a razor's edge. It's like a razor's edge. It's that narrow. The margin of mistake is so narrow. So we need facility. Krishna provides facility for devotional service, for the execution of devotional service, but it's a razor's edge. You have to constantly remind yourself or be in the association where you're reminded that this doesn't belong to me, that this is Krishna's. And he's so kind to give me whatever it is, and I should use it in his service. It's just, it's a razor's edge. Kshuram darad nishita, what is that verse? Utista jagrata prapyavana nibodata. Process of devotional service is just like a razor's edge, and if you're not careful, a little bit of inattention, and it creates havoc. So we have to always remind ourselves or be in the association where we're reminded that this is a servant of Krishna. It's not for my enjoyment. This is Krishna's paraphernalia. It's meant for Krishna's service, not meant for my enjoyment. Or I happen to be in a position where I have to give someone instruction. I have to remember that this is Krishna's mercy. In a flash, it can be taken away. And again, you become a little mouse. So, that's all I can say. It's just a razor's edge, and you have to be very careful. And not too proud, because without a doubt, if one is not careful, you could be at the front door saying, "I don't need this anymore," but actually you're being booted.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your wonderful presentation. We should become expert in our service, or we should become expert in different service?
Expert in execution of Krishna consciousness, whatever it may be. You may not become the most perfect mechanic or the perfect cook, but you're there, and you're executing your service. You're responsible about doing it, and you're giving your 100%. That's all you can ask for. You just give your heart. Expert means that it's not that you walk a perfect straight line when you're walking down the sidewalk. No, but it means that your mind is absorbed, I'm doing this for Krishna. I'm doing this as an offering, and I'm working to my fullest capacity.
Because I hear also that Prabhupada says that we should become expert in preaching and playing instruments and cooking. Is that correct?
That happens. That's there also. We should be very expert in bookkeeping, taking care of Krishna's service, facilities. We should become very expert at kirtan, very expert in different aspects of Krishna consciousness. That's there also. But we don't get too overwhelmed by it, that my dhoti has to be perfect, that the tilak has to be perfect, or the sika has to be tied perfectly, or the ladies have to have perfume, etc., etc. You know, these sort of things that we can, you know, just get a little too carried away with.
Thank you, Prabhu. Analyzing the way Prabhupada uses the word diplomacy here, very kind and merciful mentioning, but I was just noticing also that the devotees at that particular time who were using the diplomacy were very elevated devotees, free from material desires, pure, and they don't have any agenda. And previously in the past, we have seen that immature devotees misuse this diplomacy. Diplomacy is very much rejected sometimes by the general people because it's associated with materialistics and public affairs and diplomatics and government issues. So, in the past we have seen that sometimes, you know, there are many examples of how devotees, my son, my disciples, my temple, you know, so many, you can go on and on and on. And there were so many difficulties. So my comment is that in another part, actually, I wish I could remember where I read what Prabhupada says, that for the devotees there is no diplomacy. But I was surprised that in this particular part, Prabhupada encourages. But I just thought I would just mention that the devotees who were doing diplomacy there, they're very pure, very elevated, very, very compassionate and care. Because we can misuse that in the name of diplomacy, something in our dealings with other devotees. to just go to your own agenda.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that point up, because I was thinking that also, that one has to be qualified. You have to be qualified. Not that you're anyone and everyone can be, quote-unquote, a diplomat. These devotees that we're reading about, they're exalted Vaishnavas, and it's not that we, from that, can rationalize, let me start being a diplomat or diplomatic with people. If you're not qualified, what's that example Srila Prabhupada gives, the fish but not get wet? So one has to be qualified, and you have to know your limits. Again, we're hearing about great, great exalted Vaishnavas, and Prabhupada is using these words in the most select way. Not that it's some mundane political maneuvering that one needs to do, or one should do in devotional life, or learn it from the materialist and adapt it. No, it's used in the purest sense. These are great Vaishnavas, and they're qualified persons to do what they're doing. So we also have to be qualified before we start instructing, or before we critically thinking. Be very careful about that, because it, like you say, it can become very mundane, and then you're in trouble. Okay, we'll end there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.